Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
George R.R. Martin has spoken out about the upcoming series House of the Dragon, the prequel to his huge cult series Game of Thrones.
I'm excited. It's always a little apprehensive when you turn your baby over to foster parents, but I'm involved in this. It's great to have Ryan, who's a great writer and someone who really knew my world. I knew Miguel Sapochnik was an amazing director. He'd won an Emmy. He'd done some of our best episodes. There's always a little suspense to how good is it going to be. But I think I'm in good hands with Ryan and Miguel.
Yes, the writer Ryan and director Miguel are super excited to be a part of the Dream Project. And it airs on HBO Max from August 21st.
I feel incredibly loyal and responsible to the original show. I have a great kind of desire to even be in the same room as that show because it was a game changer.
George and his writing was a huge influence on me. It's an incredible feeling to achieve my dream job. You get that great call, which is the thing that every writer is hoping for, telling you we're going to go make this thing. And you're happy for a few seconds.
Gosh.
And then you realize the responsibility that's on your shoulders.
How very cool.
Cannot wait.
Robert De Niro and Bradley Cooper were guests on Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show to talk about their new movie, Amsterdam. And while there, they played a game of Password. Now, I love the fact that they got Jim Carrey to voice the Password like he does in Cable Guy.
Oh, so clever.
Remember that?
Yep.
Check this out.
The password is Bunny.
All right, we'll start with you, Bob.
Big ears. Oh, can I use two words or one word?
Well, you know what? You can.
Wait a second.
Well, come on.
Wait a second.
Mickey Mouse.
Brad.
Easter.
Bunny.
Whoa! Whoa!
So funny. That password was a lot cleaner than the one he used in Cable Guy, just saying. Now, Steven Spielberg can now add music video to his impressive repertoire. The Oscar-winning director has just shot a music video for Marcus Mumford of Mumford & Sons, who's released a solo single called Cannibal. Mumford confirmed the news on social media, saying Spielberg directed the entire video in a high school gym in New York in one shot on his iPhone. Amazing.
Wow. Now, remember when Aussie singer turned Olympic swimmer Cody Simpson was dating Miley Cyrus?
Yes.
Well, he's now dating someone from his own pool. Literally. Get it?
Yep.
Aussie
yep.
Olympic gold medalist Emma McKeon.
Yes.
The couple who have been dating for a while now and made it Insta official 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
But Simpson's mum has now come out saying that they're the perfect match for each other.
Oh, well, if the mum's given her approval.
It's mum official.
Oh, mum official. I love it. And back to Game of Thrones.
Surprise, surprise.
You know Peter Dinklage, who played Tyrion Lannister on the show?
Sure.
He's set to join the already impressive cast of the Hunger Games prequel, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Dinklage will play the highly intelligent and vindictive Cusker Highbottom, the man credited with conceiving the Hunger Games and the Dean of the Academy. Dinklage will star opposite Tom Blythe, who will play the young Coriolanus Snow, setting the rules that will determine every aspect of Snow's fate. The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes is set for a 2023 release.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali. 91.7
The Wave.